The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be a secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. About 40 years ago, a young American man, a young American boy, entered the seminary. He was 18 years old. He had just graduated from high school. His name was Brian Walsh. Brian Walsh, when he was in high school, he was a really popular guy. He was a good athlete. He was good looking, did well in school. He had girlfriends. He'd party on the weekends. He didn't have a very clean mouth. He was in a well-to-do family. They bought him a car when he was 16 years old. And all of a sudden, at the end of high school, he announces that he's going to enter the seminary. And everyone says, "Brian? Are you kidding me? Did I get that right?" And in fact, his own parents didn't want him to enter the seminary. They weren't from a very pious family. They didn't go to church very often on Sundays. And they said, "You know, we want our son to do something great in the world, not to become a priest." But Brian enters the seminary, to the surprise of everyone. And he gets to the seminary, but he didn't leave his old life behind. So he comes to the seminary and he sees that the rooms are very simple. So what does he do? He brings a TV, he puts in a stereo system, gets air conditioning, a refrigerator, brings bad magazines, puts beer in his fridge. They have parties in the seminary. People are like, "This guy's crazy. Why'd he ever enter the seminary in the first place?" Nobody thought he would last a year. They get to the end of that first year in the seminary and they make a 10-day silent retreat. Now, these are 18-year-old guys trying to be silent for 10 days together. And Brian was one of the only ones who actually did it. And all the seminary classmates were thinking, "What happened to Brian?" And on the last day of the retreat, when they gather together in the church, they make petitions out loud. And the seminarians remember that Brian said this. He said, "Lord, I want to say to you that I am so sorry. I've realized over the course of these 10 days that I am wasting the gifts that you've given me. That I am not the person you call me to be. You have allowed me to see that I'm a great sinner. But Lord, I want to change. I want to be a saint." And the other seminarians are looking at each other and thinking, "Who is he kidding?" Right? He's trying to make a good face in front of the other priests here. Well, all the seminarians go home for the summer, but Brian decides to stay at the seminary and work as a librarian during the summer. And the next year, everybody comes back in the fall, and they notice that Brian, even though he's the same guy, there's something different about him. All of a sudden, he's spending all this time in the church. In fact, one day a seminarian remembers, he tells the story, he walked in and he sees Brian kneeling a few feet away from the Blessed Sacrament. And this other seminarian, he was the organist for the seminary, and he wanted to practice, but he didn't want to disturb Brian. He said, "What's he doing in the middle of the day praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament?" And he said as Brian was leaving the church, it was like his face was on fire with love. And he looked at this seminarian who was the organist and he said, "Have you ever thought how amazing it is that our Lord Jesus Christ remains with us always in the Blessed Sacrament?" And the other seminarian, he was shocked. He thought, "Gosh, I never really think like that." At the end of that second year, all of the seminarians, for the first time, they receive a summer assignment. And Brian is sent to a very poor section of town, to a parish there. And it was a parish, since it was in a poor part of town, where people would come to the door often to request food, or money, or clothing. During the course of that summer, Brian gave away everything that he had, except the clothes on his body and one extra pair. He sold his car and gave that money to the poor. And then when he ran out of all his own stuff, he started to take the priest's clothes. And he would take their food from the pantry and from the refrigerator. He would take their meal that was for that evening. And the priest started thinking, "Well, gosh, what are we going to do with this guy? Right? He's doing good things, but we can't live like that. If we give away everything, how are we going to be able to provide for people?" And then late one night, there's a knock at the door, and Brian answers, and there is a man. It's the middle of the winter, and he's freezing. He's a homeless man. And so Brian lets him stay in the rectory. He gets a blanket, and the man sleeps in the living room. And late that night, a priest comes down to get a glass of milk, and the homeless man wakes up, and he forgets where he is, and he's scared, and he just grabs an ashtray that was sitting on the side table, and he throws it across the room, and it hits the priest in the face and leaves a deep scar, bloodies his face. And the next morning, the priest has to say, "Brian, what you're doing is great, but we're not called to live like that. You know, maybe God has other plans for you." And so Brian, remember, this was 40 years ago. It was before Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta was famous, but he had heard about her. And so he flies to Calcutta and he asks her, "What should I do with my life?" Now there is a men's branch of the Missionaries of Charity, so he joins them. And he is sent to Vietnam at the end of the Vietnam War. And they are there to serve the Catholics who are being persecuted. Well, as the war is winding down, the United States and other countries are pulling out. And so the Catholic missionaries, the Missionaries of Charity, they leave. And they go to Cambodia. And Cambodia is going through the same thing as Vietnam. Communism is trying to gain the stronghold. The United States, other countries are there to fight. And one day back in the seminary, the seminarians are reading the paper. And on the front page, they come across Brian's name. Someone had interviewed him. He was one of the only Americans in Cambodia. And this was the quote in the paper. Because the rumor was the United States was going to pull out again and leave Cambodia. And these were his words. He said, "This time, if I am asked to leave, I will stay. Because I feel called to mix my blood with the blood of Christ for the salvation of the Cambodian people." A few months later, the United States pulled out. Brian was one of only two Americans to stay. There was a naval aviator. And as soon as the U.S. pulled out, the Catholics in that country, people of religion, had no one to defend them. And so Brian had to sneak around in order to catechize people. He would smuggle Bibles in so that they could continue to read the Word of God. He would bring the sacraments to the faithful in that country. But what they would have to do, now religion was illegal, and in order to go to church every day, they would have to celebrate Mass in the middle of the night. And they would have to go to different locations so that the authorities would not find out. So they'd have Mass at 10 o'clock at night, or at midnight, or at 2 in the morning. And one night they're having a secret mass, and someone had alerted the authorities about it. And they break in, and Brian is there. And since he was the only American, they grabbed him. And they brought him outside, and they cut off his head. A year later, Mother Teresa was visiting the United States, and one of his seminary classmates ran up to her, and he said, "Mother, Mother, I think you know a friend of mine, Brian Walsh." And Mother Teresa, with eyes aglow, she looked at him and she said, "Yes, I know him. You are so fortunate to have known him. You were classmates with a saint." We are at the beginning of the season of Lent. Why do I tell that story? To remind everyone that conversion is real, and that it's possible, and that every single one of us, regardless of our past or regardless of our present, no matter what we are currently struggling with, by the grace of Christ, we can become saints. But it requires one thing: to call out to our Lord and to say, "I want to change." And then by His grace, to have the courage to do so. Brian Walsh, pray for us. Let's entrust the season of Lent to our Blessed Mother Mary, that she will accompany us to help us to turn from our former way of life, to follow our Lord Jesus Christ more faithfully.